I do.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Morning Roundup the wonderful Leanne Womack.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leanne, the pride of Jacksonville, Texas, on the Morning Roundup. You got a brand new album coming out. Tell us about it.
I have a new album coming out October 21st. The record's called Call Me Crazy. And the first single people may have heard is called Last Call. And I'm real excited about it. I'm just working real hard to promote it and talking to everybody.
Now, we are about to take a listen to this song, Last Call, for the first time on 98.9 WOKO. What can you tell us about Last Call?
Well, Last Call is a song that says, I bet you're in a bar because I'm always your last call. And it's kind of dealing with, you know, a real life issue, which is, that's the kind of songs, of course, people know me, they know I sing songs about real life. And, well, really, that's kind of what country music is all about, story songs or songs about real issues in life. So Last Call is no exception to that. And I loved it when I first heard it because just the imagery that it, the picture that it painted, and it just, it's a classic country song, and that's like my favorite.
Oh, it's your favorite. I was just going to ask you, do you ever get sick of singing I Hope You Dance?
Well, sick of singing it? Not sick of singing it, because I love that melody and things, but there was a time when I kind of got tired of talking about it, or because everything was centered around that song. So I got kind of tired of just everything being about I Hope You Dance. And I won't really so much say tired of it, but it became sort of frustrating that I couldn't sort of get past it, you know. And I heard a lot of stories about I Hope You Dance. People would come to me and tell me stories about how it affected their life, which was great. But a lot of times the stories were really, really sad. And then I'd have to go straight from that story and meet and greet straight onto the stage and try to do an hour and a half of, energetic show. And so there were things about it that became hard to deal with for a while.
Well, it certainly is a song that touched a lot of people's lives. It's the song that my mother and I danced to at my wedding, as a matter of fact.
And see, that kind of story is great, and I love to hear that. And what's really cool about it is that I get to be a part of people's lives and these monumental occasions in their lives. And it's not every artist that has a song like that becomes a part of the color and the picture of people's lives. And that's a gift, you know. I mean, that's not something you can go out and try to manufacture. That's just a gift from God. So I'm really, really happy about that.
Let's shift from you singing on the radio and on CDs to you being on television. We've seen you with Sparkle. We've seen you with Sparkle paper towels.
Right.
Now you're also helping out with the Swanson Company.
I am. I'm working with a company called Banquet, and they have a new line called Select Recipes. And the reason that I love this kind of stuff, people know I'm a working mom. They've seen my girls, and they know that my husband's in the music business, and we're just, you know, we're very, very busy people. And it's so, so difficult, and something that I work on daily and have for years, is how to balance being a mom and working and running a household and things like that. So Banquet Select Recipes, I found out during recording this record, I could be in the studio and working really, really hard, and I could run home, take a break, run home, pop the meals in the oven, and we get to have a family sit-down dinner, hot meal, same kinds of things my mom cooked when I was little, pot roast, chicken parmesan. They have a Tex-Mex meal, enchilada and burrito combo. For $1.50, you can feed your family a meal, and it's just unheard of.
Wait, $1.50? $1.50
yeah.
For the whole family?
For a meal.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, to be able to provide your family with a hot meal and it not take all of your money or all of your time is a wonderful thing for a mom. So that's why I partner up with companies like this.
Hey, Leanne, what was it like shooting the video to Mendocino County Line with Willie?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I'm from Texas, so I got to be in Austin with Willie Nelson, who is like, you know, he's just a king down there. Between him and George Strait, people just worship those guys, and so I love to work with either one of them. And when I looked up at one point, and I was riding a horse right next to Willie Nelson down the streets of Austin, Texas, the Capitol, right toward the Capitol building, it was a surreal moment for me. There were thousands of people that came out to see Willie, and you know, lining the streets, and it was a really, really cool moment.
I remember you two singing that song on the CMA Awards, and I swear I thought Willie Nelson was going to take you in his arms and kiss you right there.
Oh, and I love Willie. I mean, you know, I've loved him since I was a little girl, and so can you imagine just getting to look over on national TV and think, I am singing with Willie. Now I've done it. Now I've made it.
So the new album, Call Me Crazy, gets released on October 21st. Are you going to tour in support of this new CD?
Yes, of course. We're already out planning some dates, and I'll be out with, let's see, I've been out with Alan Jackson. I'm not sure who else I'm going out with this year, and then, of course, next year. The record comes out October 21st, so we'll be touring for about a year after that to promote it. You can go to my website at leannewomack.com to see the dates.
We hope you get up into the Northeast, because we'd love to see you again.
I'm telling you what, I love the Northeast, so I hope so, too.
Hey, Leanne, thanks very much for joining us on the Morning Roundup. It's been great to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Take care.
Bye-bye.